April 18, 1992, further talking with Nan, Mrs. Vera Winters. Famine. Remember you said you went camping with your dad and
mum? Oh, yes, about the badger. We went. Have you got it on?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't matter, it's just for us. You said you went with the boat sometimes.
We went to the heads. No, we went to Badger Head first. We went to Badger Head in a horse and dry with Owens.
Is that near Beaconsfield?
Down past Beauty Point. And we camped down there for about a fortnight.
During Christmas holidays?
Yeah.
When your dad was working at the mine?
Yeah.
And all the family went?
Yes.
Mum too?
Yeah. And Owens went to Kukwobi family then.
Are they neighbours?
And now they're the people there at the farm. They were from miles from our place. But I used to go out and help Annie. Not the milking, separating. And
yeah, she didn't like milking.
She used to do the milking. And I helped. And
so they were friends?
Yeah.
So they went camping too. And was it a
camp? They went camping with us.
A camping ground or just open space?
Oh, make it open space. No camping grounds in those days.
And did you have a tent or a tarpaulin?
We had beds of
a
straw, the bales of straw, and full of chaff bags.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our beds, they were beautiful.
And were you under a tent?
No, they had no tents. Out in the open. Oh, we might have had a tent for cooking.
A tarpaulin?
Yes, I always had a tarpaulin.
Underneath or on top?
On top.
Oh, so you had some shelter.
Where they're cooking.
And but you think you were sleeping with just the open air above you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trees, several of trees around.
Yeah.
And
gum trees or?
Hmm?
Were they gum trees?
Mostly gum trees, yeah. And open bush. And beautiful sandbanks. We used to go get up the top of the sandbanks and get this eggs. They call them sand eggs, they call them.
Oh.
Like brownie looking. Right, they're looking things. I've never seen them over there ever.
Are they real eggs or are they
No.
Shells, sort of?
Shelly things.
Oh.
And then they used to set the net out of a night and they'd bring it in about 4 o'clock in the morning and all we family would have to help.
You had to get up early.
Our family would be called up to help. The nets was that heavy, there's nothing to fish in it.
And you smoked them and had fish
and
while you were there?
I smoked down this, the mullets, that's all I could smoke. And they used to get blue gurnet and red gurnet. And my mother used to season them, take some of the, when she took the inside out, and then season them with, like a seasoning you put in chooks.
Oh, yes.
And they were beautiful. Oh, baked them. In the camp oven.
Right. And were there any possums around?
Hmm?
Possums around when you were sleeping? Did the possums come in?
Oh, plenty of. We took no notice of that. We weren't frightened.
You weren't scared like we were?
No, we weren't a bit scared, no.
Any other animals? Kangaroos? Wallabies?
Yes, plenty. No, not a lot, no. Not a lot of kangaroos there. Hmm. There seems to be more over this way.
Yeah, wombats?
No, I can't ever remember the one.
Bandicoots?
Yes, bandicoots, yes, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of bandicoots. And porcupines, a lot of porcupines.
Oh, right.
They were sharp things.
Yeah.
You
didn't ever...
rats and mice and things like that, because they used to, if you didn't have your food, in
they'd
tins,
be into them.
Yeah.
And so when you were camping, who did the cooking, your mum or dad?
Both, I think, both of them.
Yeah. And did you have flour or bread?
Yes, we used to make our own. We never made our own bread. We had a baker, an Indian's a baker, that like beautiful bread and beautiful cooks, beautiful, and we always bought it for them.
Even when you're camping?
We'd go into
town.
The nearest place to get, you know, shop to get bread. Be a long way, but
enough for a few days.
And I know my mother always made it up again, like as Rally Horse said to me, beautiful bread you make up when you, because I used to make it up on a Sunday, dip it in milk.
Dip it in milk and rebake it.
Yeah.
Make it nice and fresh.
And crusty.
All
right.
I've tried to do that in the microwave.
Oh,
put a bit of milk on it.
I don't think the microwave.
Not as good.
No, no, really. It was beautiful in the camp oven.
Did you have many holidays?
Mostly Easter and Christmas, that's all.
Yeah, and you'd go camping for most.
And then years later, we didn't go with Owens. We went on our own years later because we had a note and it was called Merle. That's Nell's name was. Nellie Merle was her name.
Oh.
And it was only a pedal, you know.
Rowboat.
A rowboat. And we used to go to the Heads then. And that's where I was working with the nuns for all the holidays. I'd go down to Stella Maris. It was 3 miles from Georgetown.
Oh, so when you were working for the convent, if
well,
they
I'd
went
go
on,
away with them.
You went away with them?
Yes. They all their Christmas holidays. And one year we were over and the other girl and I that worked for them were in the sort of old stable that used to be. And one Christmas, New Year's Eve, a whole lot of young people come out from Georgetown and said, come on boys, have a look if you've never seen a nun bed before. Because the house was all open.
Oh. So they all were peeping?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On their holidays.
And afterwards, after that year, they got protection from the police New Year's Eve.
What did nuns do on their holidays? You said
Nothing much, only prayers.
Oh. You said they worked hard when they were in the convent, though.
Yes.
What sort of work?
Church pupils.
Teaching?
Yeah, teaching
music?
Pupils at school.
Yeah.
They were school teachers.
Oh, right.
And they had the merest breakfast and meals, as poor as anyone could ever have, because I used to have to do the cooking.
So they had a very small breakfast?
Yeah.
What did they have?
Perhaps one piece of toast.
That's all.
They'd have to go to school, teach school on that, to 12 o'clock.
Oh.
They'd come over at 10:30, I think it was, and have a cup of tea and something, but it wouldn't be much. And they'd always have I'd have to cook a lunch. It was three of them, three nuns and the biggest book on. And the old mum, what do they call her?
Mother Superior?
Yeah, she was old, you know. And she, you know, was strict. She
did they do housework as well?
No, only their own room.
Because you had to do it.
You never ever done their room. You might have scrubbed the floor for them because it was all boards.
Mm.
The only
bare boards.
The only room that had a lino in and a mat was where they had the pupils down. Pupils in the passage down, which was a convent we'd gone down. And very, very.
Well, and you said just before.
The priests, they lived on the fat of the land.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
That's just your glasses, Kate. Okay.
Yes, they had everything.
And they weren't skinny then, they were fat, were they? Were the priests fat?
Because
they had plenty to eat.
Yes. Because they had a special cooks at the monastery, whatever it is where they are.
Remember what you told me yesterday about. Said that there was a graveyard at the convent.
Yes, Dr. Scott. Yeah, that's not, you're not talking about that.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
I'm sure he's dead.
St. Mary's convent was nothing but a graveyard. Dr. Scott was.
And how do you think he knew? He doesn't.
Don't you worry about him. Don't you like him? He didn't know about all his life.
You think he would have been called out
there?
No,
then? He wasn't. No, no.
Yeah, and he reckoned that the nuns were having babies and killing them.
Mm. Oh, well, I reckon
well,
they
died.
Something when they were born.
Oh, the other thing that was interesting was how much did you get when you worked for the convent?
4 shillings a week.
4 shillings a week. And your food?
Yeah. I went home. After autumn, but I went home to tea a lot. I had dinner there.
Yeah. Just a lunch. Well,
middle of the day. I used to be frightened to go alone sometimes because it'd be dark.
Mm.
And Mr. Quinn, the man at the big store, I used to drink a lot.
Mm.
And he'd often find him on the road, he hadn't gone home from work.
Passed out?
Yeah, passed out. Mm. I often got a fright.
Because you'd trip over him?
A fella was going across the top of chemistry all the garden. He was only going shooting after rabbits. And Mum said she didn't know how I got from the door. She fell in.
Oh, you were so frightened.
I was so frightened.
Well, you're only young.
Yes. What age were 11 to 14? Yeah. Then, in those days.
Yeah.
Now, 11 year olds, no more than that.
I tell you what, I think they're bigger nowadays, but they wouldn't be able to work as much.
No, they're working those are over.
Yeah.
A lot of them have they?
Yeah, I was going to ask something and I was forgetting about the
convent. Oh, yes, but Jan, they used to have to work too hard, I reckon.
The nuns? Or the young kids? The kids?
The kids.
Yeah, too hard
on farms and, you know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's not good to force kids to work so young. You
of course,
said
there's a lot more sport now than what there used to be in those days.
But you said you left school because the family needed some more income.
Yes.
Yeah. So your money that you got paid, did you give it to the family or keep it?
Oh, I don't know about the 4 shillings, but see, well, I went to Hobart first, 15 I was, just 15. I was getting 15 shillings or £1 a week. Must have been £1 a week. Well, we can send 9, 15 shillings of that.
So you didn't need, well, you didn't buy much for yourself, I guess. Did you buy much in the way of food or clothes?
What do we add here?
You could send 15 shillings home, but did you buy any luxuries for yourself? You didn't smoke or drink, did you?
No.
And did you buy clothes?
Think about
it. Did you buy any clothes for yourself?
Oh, every now and again we saved up the money. We used to get a lot of tips.
Oh, right. As well as the 15 shillings.
Yes, and
the pound.
A lot of different clothes too, things.
People gave you things?
Yes, we used to get a lot of visitors from Sydney and they'd come for 3 months, wealthy people.
You stay in the hotel for 3 months? And it sounds really nice because they had their own lounge and everything, didn't they?
Yes, yes.
And
all our main lounges.
What I wanted, before I think you said, quite a lot of your family were working there.
Yes.
With Auntie Lil working there?
Yes, and Auntie Elsie and Auntie Tops and
4 sisters.
Bill.
And Bill Tops's
husband was chef.
Oh, I see. So it's a real family working there.
Yeah.
Now, and what's that?
Exactly
that. Yeah, who owned it? The Johnson family.
Yes, Johnson. Mm-hmm.
And then all the employees were your family, were they? Were there other people?
Oh, there was a few outside ones, stables and yeah, and a bit like that. But mostly we were there. But that wasn't for always. It was only for time.
Yeah, and when you left, when you were about 20, was it?
Must have been 15. No, I wouldn't have been 15. No, 19.
19.
19.
You said someone said they needed some help.
Yes, Bats.
Bats.
Boot shop.
Yes.
All
right. Betts, was it?
Betts. Yeah, double C. Betts.
Oh, right.
And they had, I went there, I suppose I was there about 12 months. And I went home, and that's when I went to Shane's.
Oh, that's right. You went home for a holiday, and But someone was waiting for you when you got there for another job.
Yes, they had these farmers. I can't think of the name of people.
Farmers who'd bought a hotel, were they?
Yes, and the best hotel in Petersfield. And they had a coach load of people coming, and they didn't know how to set the table.
Is that a horse and coach?
Yeah.
When you say a coach load, is that a horse?
Oh, yes, see, they used to sit on top of the coaches.
Oh. So it would be about eight people? Or?
Oh, I thought it would be a dozen.
Oh, right.
A dozen. And I stayed there just a week. I'd love to go down there on the week if I was there a week. And then.
And you helped them learn how to run a hotel?
Or to set a table.
Yeah.
What they had to cook.
Yeah.
And everything. Oh, there was no cook. And then I went to Mrs. Pitt. I found out I was home. Because I already knew her from the school, the convent, because they had the hotel room. And that was there was the convent, there was a church, and there was an hotel.
Oh, all close.
Yeah. And she wanted to know if I'd come and work there and look after the doctor, and it was a shame. Because they weren't young, either of them.
Right.
And they were lovely. Oh, they had a lovely time there. They,
so you were basically doing their housework?
Their housework, yes.
Not
we
cooking
had our meals cooked.
Oh.
At the hotel, we had to go into the dining room for our meals.
Oh, right. So you got the same meal?
I think I went home to sleep.
Yeah.
I remember all.
So is that the job you had when you met Pa?
I was back in the North East and met, and then whether it was Lou or Annie, I met one of Ted's sisters.
Oh, yes.
Down the street, and you know how you get talking to people?
Yeah.
In the country places you talk more than you do. And they got talking about their brother coming home from the war. He'd only been away a year and a half, and he lost his eye.
Oh.
And I never thought no more about it. I was working at, that was another hotel I was working at.
I see. You
everyone was always after you, and they knew you
worked in a hotel.
Worked in a hotel. And,
so there was plenty of work for that sort of. Glenorchy's in Hobart, is it?
Oh, yes, we lived there for a while after the marriage. And Annie, it must have been Annie I met. And she said to me, "Will you come up home to Lou's?" Because Lou was in the main street in Glenorchy. And I said, "All right." And I went home after that. And about a week after I was supposed to be, she came into the hotel to see me, and she said that her brother was coming home. It was on the boat, and they had to offer stop the boat to operate on them. They had a septic eye.
Oh.
He told me he was going to jump overboard.
It's so tight there.
So I went up to Lou's place, and I went there for a meal, must have been after two. I knocked at the door, and there was Ted at the door, with a bandage on his arm.
Oh.
And Annie had seen him down the street, and she never recognised him.
Oh. Because he probably lost weight
that's
too.
That's when I met him. That's how I met him.
And then did Uncle Bill and Auntie Lil meet after that?
Oh, years after.
Oh, right.
And they were, I don't know whether I had two children or one. And Bill was staying with us at Glenorchy.
Oh, right.
And
so that's how they met.
And Lil used to come out every Tuesday from the Imperial. She was head waitress at the Imperial. That's where she met him. And then the next thing, I know Lil's going to Melbourne.
So, when Pa came back, had the war ended? 1918?
No. I suppose it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
4 years.
Yeah, it must have nearly ended, because although Gallipoli was early on in the war, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
It's just that if you were about 19, that would have been 1918, you were 19. I was just trying to work it out. But had he been in hospital over there before he...
Oh yeah, I was in hospital for... how long? 6 weeks? With pneumonia.
And you were?
Well, mm-hmm. I was pneumonia.
When you were young?
Oh no, no, no. This is after I was married.
Oh no, I was what?
After I had bedding.
Oh yeah, I heard you were very sick, so you had... pneumonia. But when Pa came back, had he been in hospital over in Europe or in...
Oh, had he been? Well, but in the beginning they put off the wrong man. They should have put, there must have been 2 winters on him. And they should have left him there to have a little bit of operated on him. But then they put the wrong man on the boat. And that's what happened, and that's when he got sick.
Well, I suppose the boats took a fair while to get here anyway, didn't they?
Oh, yes, yes. He was a long time. I don't know how long he was before...
He actually came in.
No.
I reckon it sounds like it was towards the end of the war, 1918.
Well, no, he was home well and truly.
Was he?
Yes, ages before then. He was only in the foreign lines 15 months or something, in the landing. He wouldn't have been that long. And
no.
Bill went, they were both went away together.
Yeah.
And Bill went through the whole lot, because he never come back till after the war was over. And his kid never did. His kid had to go to Germany after the war.
Yeah. And so when... How long after you met Pa did you get married? A long time or a short time?
No, not very long. Well, I can't remember that. How long, but it wasn't long, I know.
No, because...
Well, he didn't want to stay with Lou, and he was lonely.
Yeah. So he was anxious to get married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was 20, and I know, and I got married.
And you'd already been working for so many years.
Yeah.
9 years.
And hard.
Yeah.
And worked hard before we went to work.
And when you got married, in those days, did you have to give up your job or did you stay working?
No, I stayed working for a while.
And then you must have had...
I soon fell into Jean, I mean.
Yeah. So you worked for a while and then you had Jean.
And then we were waiting for... house, we were sisters first in the shop, and then we went to Auntie Bart's sister.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. So you stayed with Auntie Toxie for a while?
Yeah, we boarded there.
And?
They had a two-story.
And they had a pie shop or something?
Yeah, over the top of the shop.
Yeah, and a pie shop, was it?
Yeah.
And you were telling me the other day that she went to visit your mum who was sick, and you were... just married and you were trying to look after her kids and the pies?
Yeah.
Is that right? Because the Auntie Topsy's husband didn't help.
No, he didn't help, no. And she, we had to send for her to come home. He was blown up.
He was just drinking and not doing anything?
Yeah, drinking, yeah. You see, he had two, one child, a pretty delicate one, and the other one was in a pram.
So that... child was the one Auntie Sheila married, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he had something that his innards came out when he went
his
to the
bowels.
Toilet. His bowels split out when he and had to be pushed
push
back.
Oh, they had to take a towel to the toilet with it.
And push him
back.
Went,
when he knew he'd tell you when he was sad, terrible.
Yeah. So you stayed with Auntie Topsy then and then you left because of her
we
husband.
We didn't stay there very long, Ted. We were at Auntie Bates's, I think. I had Jean at Topsy's.
Oh, you had your first baby there?
Yes. No, not at her place. It's Alexander Hospital.
Yeah, but you were staying with her then.
Yes. And we left straight away because your grandfather couldn't stand Billy.
Oh, right.
And well, that's when we went to Auntie Bates.
And Auntie Bates, her surname's Bates, isn't it? It's her family name. What was her first name?
Sarah.
Sarah Bates.
Sarah Bates.
How did you know her?
I didn't know. We advertised.
Oh, I see. You boarded with her? Or?
No, we didn't board. She had the room selected.
Yeah.
She had a dining room, a lounge room and a bedroom. And you had to use a kitchen. You'd done your own cooking, she didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't just say
so anything. It wasn't board, it was letting. Yeah.
Yeah. And you had to use her bathroom and...
Oh, shared bathroom.
Everything. Yes, it was only the one share. But, I suppose... Oh, we were happy there.
Yeah.
And then...
And where did Pa work?
We were there for about, oh, more than 6 months, we must have been.
Yeah.
And the house was finished at Glenorchy.
You got a war service home at Glenorchy.
Yeah.
And did Pa have a job, or was he still on
oh,
sick leave?
Oh, yes. No, he went and said it was a rehabilitation course for... And he had, I don't know whether he'd worked in a tannery before. No, he hadn't worked in a tannery before because he was only 17 when he went away to the war. He must have went to work when he was about 14. He went over to New Zealand and was working for his uncle.
Oh.
Both them, Bill.
They'd already travelled over to New Zealand before the war.
Yeah.
Mm. So he got work in the tannery after
that. They were contractors. He was a contractor.
And builder.
At the uncle.
A building contractor.
Yes.
Was it? Yeah.
And they both worked for him. Ted, they both came home. I don't know how they came home. From there. I don't know how long they were there. But they, I know they worked for him. Because... I know the uncle's he died, the uncle, and the dog, they were so upset about the dog. Such a lovely dog he had, and he wouldn't come out from under the bed.
Oh,
and
I
know.
Yeah.
He died.
He just stayed there.
Yeah.
What was his uncle's name? I seem to remember someone from New Zealand.
No, that wasn't a name.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I wanted to put on tape the story about when Auntie Bates adopted a child. Had she been married and never been able to have children, had she?
Mm.
And she went to the orphanage, wasn't it?
Yeah, that'd be the only place she'd go to, I suppose.
And they'd had a baby picked out, had they?
Yeah, girl had to go. With a child, it would be a girl.
I thought it was a boy. Oh.
I don't know, Janice, I couldn't tell you whether it was a boy or a girl.
But they had a little baby picked out.
They had a baby and then there was a girl out with it and she, I can see her now, along this fence, I just picture her.
Mm.
And she said, why didn't you take me?
And she was about 8.
I took the baby back and took her.
Oh, that was nice. But Auntie Molly, when she, before she was adopted, had she been, treated badly by her parents?
Oh, and badly by somebody. I don't know whether it was her parents or...
Someone else.
Or the people, the foster parents.
Oh.
And they used to put her in the bath and leave her there.
And go out.
And go out. And she'd be in the... And she couldn't get out. She'd be in the stone cold water. And that's why she never grew. Or she got rheumatism so bad that rheumatics.
Mm.
Terrible. Sure, but... Before she died, I believe she was terrible.
Yeah. So, Auntie Bates adopted Molly. Did she adopt anyone else?
Just no, that's the only one they had.
And did you think she didn't treat her too well?
Well, I don't think she did. I used to say to Auntie Bates, why do you bring up all the clothes and things to her, the child? I said, she couldn't help what she...
Oh, I see. Saying... You wouldn't know any better, you're only born in rags or something like that.
Yeah. I was wanting to destroy them or burn them or do something to them.
Oh, so they weren't strict, they didn't hit her or anything?
Oh, no.
No, they just kept reminding her of her past.
And he was better. Oh. Well, Bates was better than Mrs. Bates, yeah.
She didn't use her as a servant?
No. And they had a shop on the back road there. See, their house was up high at the back.
Mm.
And the ground went down like that.
And they had a shop on the...
They had a... And Molly, when Molly got old enough to... Oh, she was about 14, 15, I suppose. She learned the lolly trade.
Oh, really?
They sent her to her to learn that.
Yeah.
And she used to make beautiful lollies.
And they'd sell them at the shop.
Mm. And used to, she'd make the fondant and then she'd make all the different sorts of lollies from it.
Mm.
So that's what you do with the...
So she was sort of apprenticed to learn it?
Yes, she was apprenticed. She was good. And we used to have folks at the church, Sir Jim, and Betty was interested in the Presbyterian Church, her and that, Sir John's. And I used to be on Stilwell always, or Kate or Lolly. And she used to make big part of lollies for us. We'd pay for all the sugar in there.
And she'd just make them up?
She mostly came up to our place. Because you've got our special scales and weights for making lollies. They were pretty expensive.
And
they did let her do that.
Yeah.
And then she went to Canberra to work. She was in Canberra for years.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, in some of those old days, sometimes people used to adopt kids just to use them as farm labourers or something like that. You don't think they adopted her? They didn't want to use her just for a...
And she did go to school. You know.
And they sent her to school and things, Oh, so
she had a strict life, you know, very strict.
Well, Auntie Bates was quite a strict religious person, was she?
No, she wasn't religious, but she was pretty old, you know, when she adopted her.
Was she? How old?
Well, she was over 90 when she died.
Yeah.
And Molly would be... She wouldn't be as old as you. No,
well, actually, we've got a Bible of Auntie Bates that had 1876 in it. Well, Mum's still got it.
That book?
That Bible. Really old, tiny print with pictures in it. And it had, I think it broke, it had a little clasp, a brass clasp that held it together. And that was her Bible. She must have given it to you or Mum.
No, it was given to me.
And that had 1876 on it.
Did it?
So she was... How much older than you was she when you went to rent
there? When I went to... I'd be only 21, wouldn't I?
Yeah. 21,
she 20. She would have been then, I reckon, 70. She looked it anyway. Oh, she might have been that old. And she used to love Jean. She used to take her out in the... God, when she was only 6 weeks old. She'd take her out in the main and she'd look at the lovely gum tree, she'd say, you know, talk to her.
But, well, Auntie Molly, is she as old as Mum? Or older?
No, she wasn't as old as her mum.
So you think that she was actually...
Oh, yeah. She,
40, 50, 60 years older than her then?
Yes, Auntie Bates, I know she was... And I said, gee, you're old to adopt a child.
And they were going to adopt a baby.
Why did you leave it so long for?
And what did she say?
Get a little answer on that. Because he had a shop, probably, but he was a gas fitter.
Oh, yeah.
He had a gas shop, and then when the electricity came in and the Hobarts, it was all gas. He was stuck with all his beautiful shades and...
Oh, gas lamps.
Dirty down. He had a workshop, just packed the... Beautiful shades and everything.
So he was...
Couldn't settle in. And they just... I don't know what happened to them.
Mm. Oh, so, I couldn't... I didn't realise she was so much older then.
Oh, she was.
So they wouldn't let you adopt now, unless you... One partner's under 40.
Well, I've got a part that... I'll look it up before tomorrow. I don't know which album it's in. I've got a photo of the... Auntie Bates and Willie.
Mm.
And didn't you see how old they are then?
Yeah. I had a feeling. Did she live to 100?
No, she was about as old as I am now, I think. About 93, 94.
Yeah, I thought she...
She was older than I. She was older than I am, 90.
Yeah. And so in those days you could just go and adopt without much problem?
Oh, that's like now, yes.
Because Auntie Topsy, you told me how she... had 7 kids of her own and adopted 2 whose mother
died. Adopted them straight away like that.
Just said, bring them over.
No, modeled them.
Not even the father.
You know what happened to the father? There was a more family, but these were the 2 youngest. They weren't twins.
Were there other kids that went elsewhere?
Yes, there was more than 2.
Oh, so she took the youngest 2?
Yes.
And other people took the rest?
Mm.
So the family would have got split up if a mother died?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that happened quite a lot.
One morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning, she got burned alive.
She puts them...
We would have been there, Topsy's there. And then Topsy went up to South Hobart and opened a pawn shop up there. And Bill still worked near Norfolk in the asylum. He was cooking there.
Mental asylum?
Not for the people were there, for the staff. He was cooking there for many years. And I think he left in Browns River to go there.
So he'd worked in hotels, the asylum and the pie shop?
Yes.
Topsy's husband?
Tops and the pie shop.
And
it was up from the... Because they used to go up from the Tanley where her father worked and the men to get pies. It's a beautiful pie maker.
Mm.
Well, she had these 2 girls then. They went to school South over.
Mm. And she would have treated them just like a normal kid?
Wonderful.
Oh.
I didn't know if that's when they grew up, because we were over here.
Yeah.
And Sheila, was still in Hobart. She told us.
Auntie Sheila married Topsy's firstborn son, was it?
Second. Was the first
one. Oh, right.
And then years after,
did he drown?
Yeah, drowned in the Derwent.
Was it an accident?
It was the rowers. Because Frank was in the rowers, the other brother, wanted to go away. And Ted wanted to take his place. And Frank went because they wouldn't let him go to the war, so he wanted to go.
And he wasn't fit enough.
He wasn't fit. Yeah.
And he went in the rowing.
And he took on his own. They were tipped into the river, and I reckon it was too much for him. It was icy cold water.
And he just took him out. And he was only young then. He'd married Auntie Sheila though. Had he? I think he had, hadn't he?
Oh, yes. They had 3 children.
Oh, right. So, and after that she married your brother?
Oh, he never died then, that's right. That was later on. Yes, she had Judith, Tony, and Peter.
Oh, they're all her kids from him, not from Uncle Frank.
Oh, no. They never had any Frank. Frank was pretty old. He was a pretty good man.
Oh, right.
And then he never had a girl. As long as we know, I'll be a good man.
Never had a girlfriend, and then he married Auntie Sheila after she'd been widowed.
Yes, for a long time. He'd been widowed for a long, long time.
Was he shy with women, Uncle Frank?
Oh, could have been. Because it depends on the officer a lot.
Oh, you said he was a spoiled love boy.
Yeah, spoiled.
So his big sisters and his mum and that looked after him.
And Lil was real upset when he had married. Upset.
Because it was her little brother.
Yeah. She wanted him. She said, she had someone picked out for him. We said, you can't do that. You can't pick out a wife for him. He'll pick out who he wants. And they were terribly happy.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it was made effect.
Mm.
It was a different man altogether.
Mm.
She was very good. She was a good person.
So by the time she married him, she was past having children, was she?
Well, she couldn't have been, no. She needn't have been because Peter was only 7. Peter was 7 and the other 2 was
older.
He was the youngest.
Oh, but they didn't have
children. We went out to Frank's when they were little and old. And Bill told us, no, I about Bill. I suppose it would be Bill too. And there was Peter sitting on Frank's knee and he was telling him stories.
So
it was lovely to see it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, so he took over being a father to them.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. And so I suppose they just decided not to have more kids themselves.
Yeah, and the grandchildren, they just love them.
were
Sheila's grandchildren.
Yeah.
Tony had five. And what a Tony's boys now. Colin, no, Colin Kevin. Kevin was a doctor.
Oh, right.
He's not through, he's still at university.
Oh.
And Sheila told me this last time she was talking that the other boys had gone to be married. So they were twins, the first two.
Oh, right.
And then they had five beautiful kids and theirs. And all time is, should they survive?
Oh, have they?
Mm-hmm. Well done.
You
do a tape that I wouldn't like to say.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. Not while they're still alive. I was going to ask why some people like Auntie Topsy had a lot of kids and others had none. Was
Lil
that
had one.
Auntie Lil had one and Auntie Els didn't
and,
have any?
She did have one, but it died.
Oh, did it?
Mm.
How long after?
Oh, I don't know. She was bad an awful long time before she had one.
So she found it difficult to have babies?
She had, and went home to have a baby, and I said, "Do you're terrible to go home to have your baby." I said, "You know, Mum," I said, "Well."
She should have gone
to
hospital.
She went home to Beaconsfield to have a baby, and Mum said she played up something dreadful. She must have had it at home.
Oh.
The nurse, you see, in those days, you never went to a hospital.
Mm.
You
had yours. Oh, but she's older than me. Oh, so it was a midwife. But you had yours in hospital, didn't you?
Yes, but I was in Hobart.
Oh, but up there you didn't.
No.
So Auntie Els had a midwife.
Yes. And she never had more than Nell had three.
And did that spoil her, that one birth, stop her being able to have babies again?
Goodness knows, I don't know. But what if she didn't want any more?
And did the baby die when it was born or a long time after?
No, when it was born, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that
the same as Betty's. Betty's
yeah.
Betty's baby lived 10 days.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now Kay's having difficult.
Mm.
So,
But, I don't know about Elsa going to live tonight.
Yeah, it might have been stillborn.
Mm.
Yeah.
We all know we're upset when we knew she went home to have it. Why didn't she have that in her house? She'd had better care and attention there too.
Yeah.
Or not just in some way.
So she never actually had another baby after that?
No.
And and Auntie Lil, well, she was a bit older when she married, wasn't she?
Who?
Auntie Lil?
Yes, a lot older than me. Oh, yes, she was 4 years older than me. Lil must have been pretty old. And
over 30?
Oh, yes.
So she was fairly old when she was having Bill.
Well, she was 4 years older than me.
Yeah.
And Bill was a year younger than Betty.
Oh, yeah, a year younger than Betty.
Mm-hmm.
So it was after you'd finished having your children that she had one. Let's see if we can work that out. That was 5 years after you were married, 25, 29. Yeah, maybe she was 30.
She was 30 if she wasn't more.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think she wanted more children or not?
Goodness knows.
No.
Well, she was on the farm.
Yeah.
She was cooked for me and their men.
Yeah.
And not much opportunity, you know. It was a case of have to do it. It was there on a...
She had to do the work.
Sheep and wheat station.
Oh, where was it?
Oh,
at Dalmore, near Karira.
And McGregor's.
And if the women didn't want children, did they know how to stop them?
I don't know.
They didn't.
No, I never did.
No, because
in only 7 days.
Yeah.
You know that you thought you were right. Yeah. Then
that's
all. So there was nothing. Well,
no pills or anything.
No, same as a lot of these countries.
Mm.
You see, that they don't.
India, I know. They don't know how to stop getting pregnant.
It's terrible, really, when you think of it, isn't it?
Mm.
Because. And they're bringing the kids into the world, they're starving, they're dying, aren't they?
Mm.
By the thousands, terrible, shocking.
And did, when women had had a few children, did they ask their husbands to sleep on the veranda? Sometimes I think they did.
Yes.
They just said, "Oh, I don't want any more babies. Go and sleep out there." I've heard of. They said they didn't want any more children, and they got their husband to sleep on the sleep out.
That's true too. Yes, could have been.
Yeah. There's one woman in my classes at Ballarat whose mother-in-law knew some methods to stop getting pregnant, but nobody else did. And it was, you bought it from the chemist, quinine. You know, quinine it?
Yes, quinine.
And cocoa butter.
Quinine and cocoa butter.
And they'd push it up and it would kill. And you haven't heard of anything like that? Oh, well,
never,
the Catholics
never.
Wouldn't have. Catholics wouldn't have used them.
But Catholics, Jan, have got to have six children.
Why six?
That's the law from the Catholics.
Yeah, I don't think so anymore, though a lot of them have quite a few.
No, my word, no.
Six.
I don't blame them.
Minimum, was it? Six minimum.
My sister had six, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not sure.
It was, I know, because I know whether they'd say.
Did they say they had to have six?
Yeah.
What happens if they had more? Was it good if they had
more if they liked?
But they weren't supposed to have less. Nothing under six.
I said to Ivy and Keith, when their two daughters married a Catholic, and I said, I couldn't imagine Judy, I said, with six children, Ivy.
They don't have six anymore.
Neither can I, and she's only had two daughters.
Yeah,
had.
No.
And the other one had two daughters, but they're married and got children of their own now.
Oh, right.
Most of them.
There's some Catholic families have five or six now, but a lot only have two. So they're not having six anymore, most of them.
No. No, that's not right, I don't think.
Yeah, because...
Why should they?